If you'll turn back in God's Word to Genesis chapter 39. And for the boys at reunion, you can use the little pages that I've given to help you follow along in the sermon. These are pages that our own young people get as well, so you can use those to help you take notes. Genesis chapter 39. And we're looking at these first 21 verses, thinking about the Lord with us. The Lord is with us. We come this morning really to the first of two episodes where we read that the Lord was with Joseph. God was with Joseph in Potiphar's house. Next week, God willing, we will see that God is with Joseph in prison. And these two episodes are structured in similar ways. At the beginning of each of these episodes, we are told twice that the Lord is with Joseph. The first episode, Potiphar's house, verses 2 and 3, the Lord was with him. And then the second episode in prison, verse 21 and 23, yet again we read, the Lord was with Joseph. But these words are also special words. In the account of Joseph, God's name is nearly always written as God. Apart from here in chapter 39. Here we have God called the Lord. The Lord means that this is the covenant God, the God who makes promises, the God who keeps promises. This is the God who appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is the God who said to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he would be with them. And now we see this is the same Lord, the same covenant God, the same God of steadfast, everlasting promises who is with Joseph. What love God has for his people. The God of promises is saying to Joseph, I am with you. All of my love, all of my promises, my very being, who I am, Joseph, has no need to fear because the Lord is with him. And as we read chapter 39, although it looks as though Joseph is going to be headed to disaster, although it looks as though Joseph is going to be thrown out of the picture and kept in prison, we can be reassured. We can take great confidence that God isn't going to leave him because the Lord is with Joseph. There's no need to be afraid for Joseph. There's no need for us to be afraid this morning. Good times and in difficult times, the Lord is with us. But that shouldn't surprise us because, as I said earlier on in the service, Jesus Christ himself promised his church, he promised his people, behold, I am with you always. I am with you always. Here we have the eternal, loving presence of the Lord with us in good times and in difficult times. Friends, this morning, we have no need to be afraid. The Lord is with us. We see that firstly in chapter 39, in that the Lord is with us in good times. The Lord is with us in good times. Things don't appear to be going well at the start. Look at verse 1 of chapter 39. Joseph has been sold as a slave by his brothers. He's been sold to these Ishmaelites, these traitors who are going down to Egypt. And Joseph is brought to a strange land. It's a different language. These people dress differently. They eat differently. And these people worship these foreign, strange gods. Joseph is far from home. Joseph will probably never see his family again. Most of you here in the congregation maybe don't know this, but at camp, when the boys come to reunion, it's fine. They know it's a short weekend. They're not really going to miss home too much. But during the week of camp, it can be different. Sometimes after a couple of nights, some of the boys think they're never going to see their family ever again. But boys, you always know that's not true. Joseph might never see his family again. He's hundreds of miles away. He's now a prisoner, a slave. Imagine what it was like for Joseph. There he is standing on this big platform. He probably isn't wearing very many clothes, if any, because slaves, if they were going to be bought by someone, someone wanted to make sure that they were good, strong, and healthy. It's embarrassing. Joseph standing there as people come up, poke and prod at him, examine him, look at him, think, oh, will he be a good slave? Will he not? And Joseph standing there. How humiliating for Joseph. But the good news is that we are told that Potiphar has bought him. Potiphar is an important man. He's high up in Egypt. He's an officer of Pharaoh, the one who rules over the whole land. Verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph. God planned this. Joseph could have been sold as a slave to anyone. Joseph could have been a slave that worked out in the fields, hard manual labor, in the heat of the day, plowing, digging, building. Joseph could have had a short life out in the fields where the work was excruciatingly hard. But God planned that Joseph would be a slave in the house of Potiphar. A house slave. If you had slaves in your house and you had visitors around, you don't want your slaves to look grubby. You don't want them to have dirty fingernails. You don't want them to have messy hair. You want your slaves to look well presented. You wanted them to look as though they are treated well. Joseph is a house slave. He's looked after. He's cared for in the house. He's clean. He's neat. He's tidy. Things seem to be going well for Joseph. And we are told it's because God is with him. Joseph does well as a slave. We're told that he's successful in Potiphar's house. He gets on really well in his tasks. Potiphar notices that Joseph is good. He's gifted and useful. And Potiphar even says, it's because the Lord, Joseph's God, the promise-keeping God, is with him. Look at verse 3. The Lord caused all that Joseph did to succeed. Everything he does works out. All the tasks that he has to do about the house are good. He does them well. Joseph excels at everything. In verse 5, we are told that the Lord even blesses Potiphar's household because of Joseph. And Joseph ends up being a manager in Potiphar's house. He moves up the career ladder of the slaves. In fact, he's now probably a servant. So over the space of what's probably 10 years, so Joseph is approaching 27, 28 years of age. Joseph is manager of an important man's house. He's in charge of everything. Potiphar doesn't have to worry about a thing. Only the food that he puts into his mouth. Because Joseph does everything else. Things are going really well. And God is blessing Joseph. God is prospering Joseph. God is helping Joseph to succeed. We should never forget this. That when things are going well, when we are doing well, it is because of the Lord being with us. The reason why you do well at work, the reason why you do well at school, the reason why the things that we do prosper, the reason why we can make any progress in anything, the reason why we have any blessing at all, it's because the Lord is with us. And even Potiphar benefits. Potiphar's household is blessed. Potiphar isn't part of God's special family, the covenant family. But God promised Abraham that through him and his descendants, the nations would be blessed. And now through Joseph, this Gentile is being blessed. This means we should never boast. We are not to boast because it is God who is doing these things. It is God who is blessing us. Instead, we should be thankful. We should thank God for all that he does for us. For our young people here, when you do well in your exams, it's because God is with you. God is helping you. When you do well at work, when you progress in work, remember it is God who is with us, the Lord blessing us. Always remember to give thanks to God for any success that we have, because the Lord is with us. That job, comfortable home, the family. Where does it come from? The Lord with us. The Lord is with us when things are going well. And so we're to thank him. Give him the glory because he is causing us to prosper. Everything seems to be going well for Joseph. Yes, it didn't start out great. He was sold as a slave. But we can see here that God is blessing him. Not just that, we're also told in verse 6 that Joseph is handsome. He's an attractive man. But that is the beginning of trouble. Things are going to change. And so we see, secondly, the Lord is with us in difficult times. The Lord is with us in difficult times. Potiphar's wife has noticed. She's taken a liking to Joseph. Her words in verse 7 are short and to the point. Lie with me. She wants to go to bed with Joseph. She wants to behave like a husband and wife with Joseph. And not just that, but she keeps on asking him. She doesn't stop day after day after day. But Joseph says no. Joseph's good looks are a problem. John Calvin has said this about this verse. Let us learn not greatly to desire those graces of person which may conciliate the favor of the world, but rather let each be content with his own lot. We see to how many dangers they are exposed who excel in beauty. In other words, be happy with how you look. Don't strive to be beautiful the way the world pictures beauty. Don't strive to be handsome the way the world pictures us to be handsome. Because good looks come with great dangers and temptations. Joseph's good looks caught the attention of Potiphar's wife, and she wanted Joseph. And Joseph is a young man. Joseph, in many ways, is a lonely man. And he has those natural passions and desires. And so it's a temptation when Potiphar's wife comes to him. It'd be easy for Joseph to say yes. It'd be easy for Joseph to agree. It would stop Potiphar's wife nagging at him. Joseph is also far from home. Nobody at home is ever going to know. His dad will never find out. It'd be easy. Joseph could maybe even progress further in the household. He's already an important person. And he's in this strange land where these things happen anyhow. Everyone else is doing it. So why don't I? It would be easy. But Joseph says no. And look at why Joseph says no. Verse 9. How could I do this great wickedness and sin against God? What is it that stops Joseph sinning? The Lord is with him. And Joseph knows that God is with him. And Joseph knows that it would be wrong to do this because it is against God's word. And so because God is with Joseph, Joseph runs away from temptation. And Joseph does this physically in verse 12. He remembers the Lord is with him. How can I sin against God? And he runs. When things are difficult, when those temptations come, when we are tempted to sin against God, remember, the Lord is with us. How can we sin against him? And remember that he is also with us to help us. He's there to help us to say no. He's there to provide a way out for us. Boys, reunion. You're going to face lots of temptations at school. Lots of temptations from other boys your own age to do things that you know are wrong, to say things that you know are wrong, to go to places that you know are wrong. Remember, the Lord is with you. God is with you. And you're to say no to those temptations. Run away from them. Pray and ask that God will help you to say no. Be like Joseph. That goes for all of us. In those times of difficulty, those times of temptation, remember, the Lord is with us. And the Lord is also with us in difficult times, not only when we're tempted, but when people are cruel to us. When people tell lies about us. Joseph runs away from Potiphar's wife, but his coat is left behind. And what does Potiphar's wife do? She starts to cry out, "Oh, this Hebrew!" She's being racist here. "This Hebrew, that filth, that dirt that you brought into us. Look at what he's tried to do. Look at what he wanted to do to me. And if I didn't scream, he wouldn't have run away." She's lying. She tells lies to the other slaves. She tells lies to her husband. She slanders Joseph. She twists everything that happened. She puts the blame on Joseph. Poor Joseph. It's so unfair. Things have now become so difficult. Joseph's life is going to be turned upside down again. He's going to be thrown away again. But what should we remember when lies are being told about Joseph? What should we remember when people want to harm Joseph? The Lord is with him. And even now, in the midst of this great difficulty, even when things are looking their worst, even when no one believes Joseph and lies are being told about him, even when he's going to lose his job, the Lord is with Joseph. Remember that. Remember that the Lord is with us, not just in the good times, but God is with us in these difficult times. He's with us when we're tempted. He's with us when people tell lies about us, when people try to harm us, when people slander us, when people twist the things that we say. The Lord is with him. Remember what Christ Jesus said to the church, to his disciples, to us. "Behold, I am with you always." Not just when things are going really well, but also when things are difficult. When we are left lonely. When we are left without friends. When we are isolated. When we are hurting, when it seems as though everything is against us, the Lord is with us. The Lord is with us in the good times. The Lord is with us in difficult times. And then lastly, the Lord is with us because he has a plan. The Lord is with us because he has a plan. We're told that Potiphar burned with anger. His anger was kindled. This slave dared to sleep with his wife. The punishment for that crime would be death. But we read that Potiphar put Joseph in prison. And not just in any prison, but Potiphar puts Joseph in the prison where the king's prisoners are kept. This was a special prison. I don't think Potiphar's anger was against Joseph. I think Potiphar's anger was against his wife. I think Potiphar knew that she was lying. But Potiphar felt he was in a position where he had to do something. It's better that a slave pays for this matter, then it be found out that his wife is a liar and a conniving person. And so Joseph isn't killed, but Joseph is put into this special prison. But whatever Potiphar's reasons, what is clear is that God is working. God has a plan for Joseph. And we're going to see that plan unfold as the weeks go on. Joseph is again in the place that God has prepared for him. It might be a prison. It isn't a nice place. It isn't pleasant. We're told in Psalm 105 that Joseph was chained up. But this is the place that God has prepared. Look at verse 21. The Lord was with him. Even here in the prison. So far, Joseph's life seems to be repeating itself. He had been favored in his family, but because of jealousy and lies, he was thrown into a pit. He was cast away. And then he gets to Potiphar's house, and he's favored in this household, but through jealousy and lies, he's cast away. But God has his plan. And God has been with Joseph all along. And God brings Joseph to this place, to this pit, to this prison. Because God's plan for Joseph is great and wonderful. And we're going to see through the life of Joseph that the Lord is with him in the ups and downs because God has a plan. We see this wonderfully in the life of Christ Jesus. That perfect plan of Christ was that the special Son left the glories of heaven. He became a servant. And then what happened? People slandered him. They told lies about him. He was wrongfully arrested. And because of lies, he ended up in the grave. He was dismissed. He was killed. But God had a plan. This Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. He's now seated at the right hand of God the Father. After suffering and dying for our sin on the cross, defeated sin and death. And when we look at the life of Christ, we can say, yes, the Lord was with Jesus Christ. This was all part of God's perfect plan. Friends, it's the same for us. If we are in Christ, if we are Christ's people, if you're trusting in him this morning, God has promised that his steadfast covenant love is with us. He is always with us. And he has a plan. He has a plan for your life. He causes us to succeed. And he's with us in the difficult times. But his perfect plan is that he will lift us up in Christ Jesus. We will be exalted in Christ Jesus. We will be with our Savior forever. We will share in the inheritance of the universe. God's perfect plan. I want you to take comfort from these words today. The Lord is with us. I want you to remember that when things are going well. I want you to remember that the Lord is with you when you're prospering and that you're to thank him and give him the glory and honor. But also remember that God is with you when things are difficult, when you're being tempted and he provides a way out for you. He's with you when people hate you, when people say all kinds of cruel things against you. He's with you when it looks like everyone is leaving. He's with you when it looks like you're in the pit. You're thrown into the prison. He's with you when you're at your lowest. Because this covenant Lord, the God of promise, has a plan and a purpose. And that plan and purpose is to be with his people and to lift you up and to hold you and keep you and bring you to where He is. Take comfort from this truth today. The Lord is with you. Amen.